Let's go back briefly now to immigration reform and get a Latin Grammy perspective. The awards were handed out in Las Vegas last night. Performers like Calle 13, Marc Anthony, and Ricky Martin lit up the stage for the event televised on Univision. But before that event kicked off, the audience in the hall was all tuned to that other event on Univision, President Obama's live speech on immigration reform. Leila Cobo was at the Grammys last night. She's at Billboard magazine and has long covered the Latin music side of the business. Leila, it's hard for me to imagine a lot of celebs, VIPs, fashionistas all putting the Grammys on pause to watch the president. What was the vibe in the hall there in Vegas?
Well, first of all, the awards show, for the first time since I remember, got delayed. So it started 13 minutes late. It's a live show, and the show was delayed for the announcement, which many think was planned on the White House part. You know, I don't know for sure, but it would seem that way. And then after the announcement, really, it was all anyone could talk about.
What were they saying?
Well, every artist commented on it. They commented on it live on camera, and then in the press room, they commented on it again. I wouldn't say it was surprising, but it was kind of astonishing, perhaps, that this was the topic of the night, was the immigration plan. For example, Carlos Vives dedicated his Grammy to Obama, which I thought was very, you know, it was amazing considering he's not even American, he's Colombian, and he always tends to dedicate his Grammys to Colombia. But this is an issue that touches every artist, I think, at some level, because every Latin person in the U.S., I think, knows someone who knows someone who knows someone who is affected by this in some way.
I mean, top-shelf Latin artists, though, can get visas to tour the U.S., it seems, pretty much anytime they want. Do you get the sense that these artists who are praising Obama are truly plugged into, frankly, the agony that a lot of their fans and listeners and download-buying public face in terms of immigration?
I think they're very, very plugged in, because I think everybody is in some way connected to somebody who's in this situation. And first of all, it's not that easy to get visas anyway if you come from certain countries. Like, I'm Colombian, and it's not easy to get a visa from Colombia as a tourist. And second, a lot of Latin music buying fans are illegal, and they interact with the artists. And so the artists are very aware. And to have these people be able to lead legal lives really helps everybody. A lot of these fans, for example, meet up with artists after shows, and they tell them what's going on. The artists are very much aware that this is a problem and that the fans that listen to them have this problem.
So I saw Ricky Martin perform his song Adios, and it was pretty amazing. I was wondering if he was going to kind of get back that energy from his first Grammy performance years ago. What was the highlight for you?
I thought the Ricky Martin performance was very, very enjoyable. And I have to say, I loved the performance of Magic with Marc Anthony. And they sang the hit Rude, which, of course, was a huge hit on the Hot 100 for weeks and weeks. And they did a Spanglish version of it. And I thought that worked really well. And hopefully they'll get to record it together.
Leila Cobo from Billboard magazine, thank you.
Thank you, Marcus.